The Ezra Shem Mizbeach begins Hilchos Shgagos, the fourth of the six halachas of the laws of errors, which are in the Sefer of Karbonis, in the book of personal sacrifices, which Yesh Bechlol and Chamesh Mitzvahs. I say in the category there's five mitzvahs, positive commandments. Mizeh Paratna, these are the specifics. Aleph, number one, Sheyakev Hayachid, that the individual should sacrifice Karbon Chatz Kavua, a set Karbon of a sin offering, Ashagagasai, for the error of the aver that he committed. Beis, the second mitzvah says, is Sheyakev Ashen, that he should sacrifice a guilt offering. For Mishalei Noideloi, for someone that doesn't know, Im Chate Im Lechate, if he sinned or if he didn't sin, Ashivadoloi, until he knows definitively that he did, Yavichatasi, and then he'll bring his sin offering. The Zehu, and this one that he brings in the interim, is Hanikra, is what's called Ashim Tali, the suspended or the provisional guilt offering. Gimel, number three, is Sheyakev Hachayti Ashim, is that the sinner should bring a guilt offering, Alaveris Yiduas, for certain distinctive sins, which although generally one brings a Chata, certain Averis you bring an Ashim. But Zehu Hanikra Ashim, this is called the definitive Ashim. Dal, number four, Sheyakev Hachayti Karbon, Alaveris Yiduas, that the sinner should bring a sacrifice for certain distinct sins, that it will depend on his financial ability. If he's wealthy, he'll bring a behemoth, an animal. If he was poor, he'll bring a bird, or if he's even poorer, or the tenth of an eifa. This is what's called carbon, which literally say the sacrifice that goes up and down, or the adjustable sacrifice. Mitzvah is shiyakriva hasanhedrin carbon, that the high court should bring a carbon in tow if they made a mistake, and they ruled not according to the halacha. Achas Menachemur is one of the more severe Averis in the Torah. An explanation of these five positive commandments are in these chapters, which there are 15 of them. Perek Alf to Gimel discussed regarding the errors that obligate that what are the karbonas. Perek Dal discusses regarding if there's one lapse of awareness. Perek Hei Tzayin discusses regarding when there's an error regarding Arayas, forbidden foods, Avodah Zarah, and Shabbos. Perek Ches and Tes discussed regarding the Ashim Tali and the Ashim Vadei. Perek Yud discussed regarding the Karbon Oil B'Yerid. Perek Yud discussed regarding Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. Perek Yud Beis Tidah discussed regarding when the Bez Nagadol makes a mistake in their ruling. And Perek Tzav discusses regarding specific of the Kohen Mashiach, of the Kohen Gadol, and the Nasi of that of the king. And with that we begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter, regarding the sins that if one does by mistake, that obligates him in the Karma Chatas. The drama begins Halacha Aleph, regarding this obligation of bringing Karma Chatas when an individual commits a sin. So kol ha'iver b'shkaga, whoever violates by mistake, alachas v'mitzvah lo'isa, say one of the negative prohibitions, she'esh b'maisa, that has an action, and number four variable, she'chayim l'karas, that would make him liable for karas. In this situation, there is a chayav l'hakav Karma Chatas, he has an obligation to sacrifice a sin offering. Mitzvah is saying, this is a positive commandment, Sheyakev Chatas HaShukagosei, that he bring a Karma Chatas for his error. Halacha Beis. Now, B'chol Avera, Shechayim Nas Doin the Karas, any sin that obligates a person who does it deliberately, a punishment of Karas, which is regarding dying young, Chayim Nas Shukagosei Chatas, that makes him liable for when he does it by mistake, B'mezid is Karas, but does it by mistake, would make him liable for Chatas as an offering. Chutz Mishalash Averis, there are three exceptions of sins, are Megadif of blasphemy, when he so to speak, Chazdom curses God. Umavatlamila, and he nullifies the circumcision, which he doesn't do that mitzvah. Vakarm Pesach, and he doesn't bring a Karm Pesach. Why these three? HaPesach, Vemila, regarding the Karm Pesach and the circumcision, although they are the unique that they're mitzvah saseh and the zechid of Karas, but Menesha mitzvah saseh, since they're positive commandments, which he's not fulfilling, Vachatase mevin, Elashay Shigas Lysa say, but a sin offering only comes for an error of a negative prohibition. Shemak says in the Torah and Bayikra, Achas me mitzvah Hashem loy asher loy serasena, that if someone violates one of the commandments of Hashem that should not be done, which are Lysa say, and he does it, which would exclude the mitzvah say. And regarding the Hamagad, regarding the blasphemy, is Meneshem Bamaisa, because it does not have an action related to it. But then it says in the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Lo Isa Bishkaka, but the one who does it erroneously, Yatz Magad, Shem Bamaisa, excludes the Magadiv, who's not doing an action. So if someone accepts an idol as his deity, although he would be chayv karas if he does deliberately, he would get stoned if he was warned. But if he accepted this idol as his deity by mistake, he's going to be exempt from a karma chatas because he didn't do an action. But then it says in the Yikra, when he does one of these things, again it requires an action. Halacha Gimel. Kol kreisis shabat Torah. All the punishments that one gets for karas in the Torah, chod misholish kreisis shabiyan, except for the three kreisis that we mentioned in halacha beis of megadif, mevatel mil, mevatel karm pesach, If an individual violates one of these things by mistake, so maybe chatas kavu, he brings a set carbon chatas, chutz mitamei shochel kodesh, except for a tamei person that eats kachim, and mitamei shenichtas lemikdash, and a tamei person that goes into the temple area, sheshneim ein mevi'in chatas kavu, because those two don't bring a set carbon chatas, el carbon olavi yerid, rather it brings that of the adjustable carbon, like we're going to explain later on, pergir halacha, hey, now halacha dalad. What is chatas kavua here? The set chatas is haba min amhim bulvad. That only comes from an animal sacrifice. Whereas the carbon of a yared, the adjustable carbon, who carbon shayna kavua, is not set. Elam hoya asher depends on his financial ability. If he's wealthy, maybe chatas bein, maybe brings a sin offering of an animal. V'moya ani if he's poor, maybe oifer brings a bird. Oyasir seifa, or even just a tenth of a eifa of flour as a mincha. K'mayishas bo, like we explain later on, perikir halachadal. So now the Rambam continues regarding the sins that one would bring chatas for his error. So the Seis Lomer comes out, did you learn that all the sins that an individual would bring for his error, set karmah chatas, are arba'im v'sholish, are 43 different sins. And the Rambam goes through and enumerates what they are. Aleph number one, habal imoy. Someone cohabits, if he's intimate with his mother. Beis, number two, habal im ishtoy, if he's intimate with his wife's mother. Gimel number three, haba al im ima, if he is intimate with his wife's mother's mother. Dal number four is haba al im avia, if he's intimate with her father's mother. Hey number five is haba al bita, if he's intimate with his daughter. Vav number six, haba al bas bita, if he's intimate with his daughter's daughter. Zayin number seven, haba al bas benoi, if he's intimate with his son's daughter. Ches number eight is haba al bas ishta, if he's intimate with his wife's daughter, his stepdaughter. Test number nine, Habal Bas Bita, if he's intimate with her daughter's daughter. Yud number 10, Habal Bas Bana, if he's intimate with her son's daughter. Yud Aleph number 11, Habal Achaisai, if he's intimate with his sister. Yud Beis number 12 is Habal Achaisai, if he's intimate with his sister, which is Shehi Bas Ashes Aviv. It's his stepsister. It is the daughter of his father's wife. Halacha Yud Gimel. If someone is intimate with his father's sister, with his aunt. Halacha Yudalad, another aunt, his maternal aunt. If someone's intimate with his mother's sister. Halacha number Tezvav, number 15, is Haba Alachis Ishtai. If he's intimate with his sister-in-law, his wife's sister. The Mitzvah Tezayin is Haba Al Eishas Aviv. If someone's intimate with his father's wife, his stepmother. Halacha Yedzayin, Habal Ishas Achi Aviv. If someone's intimate with his father's brother's wife. So this is also his aunt, but it's by his father's brother's wife. Yudches, in number 18, Habal Ishas Benai. If someone's intimate with his daughter-in-law, his son's wife. Yudches, number 19, Habal Ishas Achiv. Someone's intimate with his brother's wife, his sister-in-law, but by being through his brother's wife. Chaf number 20, Habal Eishas Ish, if he's intimate with a married woman. Chaf Aleph number 21, Habal Anida, which could even be his wife, if she's menstruating and he's intimate with her. Chaf Beis number 22, Ashech of Imzach, if he lays carnally with a male. And Chaf Gimel number 23 is Habal Aviv, if he's intimate with his father. Chaf Dal number 24, Habal Achi Aviv, if he's intimate with his father's brother. Chaf Hei number 25, Ashech of Imbehema, if he engages in bestiality, will he lays carnally with an animal? Chavav number 26, Ha'isha Shemaviyah Le'as Abahema, and the woman who brings the animal onto her and engages in bestiality that way. So Nimtzu comes out, Kol Kreisa Shabarayas. Specifically, all the creases that are just in the category of forbidden relations are Esrim V'Sholish, are 23, which some texts have it as 26. And if you would count, it is actually 26. But according to our text that it says 23, would be because it's taking away three of those creases because they're already obligating Karis for some other. Because if he's intimate with his father or his father's brother, they're already getting Karis that they're a male, which is homosexuality. And if he's intimate with his sister, which is his father's wife's daughter, so he's getting Karis because Habal Lachaysai. So therefore those three are not needed to be counted. The only reason why they would be counted would be if he does it by mistake, to be liable for two chatayis. But for the cheshbon of chatas, it'll be 26. But for krisis, which anyways you're getting karas for one, you don't get two krisis, would only be 23. So that's just regarding arayas. Now, b'shar aveiros, regarding all the other types of sins, you have shva esrei, you have the remaining 17. Ve'lehin, they are ha'eved avodah zarah b'masa. Someone actively commits idolatry with an action related to it. Beis number 2, anisim zarah l'maylech, if he gives from his offspring to the avodah zarah of maylech. Gimel number 3 is Baal Oiv, if he engages in the sorcery of Oiv. Dalad number 4 is Baal Yidoni b'masa, which since it could be done passively, it's only if it's done actively, the sorcery of Yidoni. Hey, number 5 is a machal Shabbos, he desecrates the Shabbos. Vav, number 6, o'isa malocha b'yom kippurim, he does forbidden work on Yom Kippurim. Zion, number 7, o'icha b'shaysa b'yom kippurim, he eats and drinks on Yom Kippurim. Ches, number 8, o'icha naisa, he eats from the leftover of a carbon beyond its time. Test, number 9, o'icha chametz b'pesach, he eats leaven on Pesach. Yud, number 10, o'icha chel, he eats forbidden fats. Yud, av, number 11, o'icha dam, he eats blood. Yud, beis, number 12, o'icha pigal, eats from a carbon that when the person was doing the avoid, he had a machshava that it should be eaten chutzas manai, so automatically that becomes pigal. Yud Gimel number 13, Hashechet Kashim Chutz Azar, if he slaughters karbanas out of the courtyard. Yud Dal number 14, Hamalu Karban Chutz Azar, if he sacrifices the sacrifice out of the Azar. Tezvav number 15 is Hamafatim Hashemin HaMishcha, if he compounds the ingredients making that of the anointing oil that was made in the Mishkan. Tezayin number 16, Hamafatim HaSekhtar, so he compounds the incense that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Yud Zayin number 17, Hasach Hashemin HaMishcha, if he anoints with the original anointing oil. Hadei Elu Arbaim Vishalish Averis, so this is a sum total of 43 sins. Shemavin Ashagagas and Chatz Kibur, that one would bring for his error, he would bring a set carbon chatas. Now, Ram continues now and tells us what type of carbon, what type of species are the sacrifices brought from. So, Mahu HaKarbon Shemavi Hashagi Ba'ach Me'elu, what's the type of sacrifice that if someone makes an error in one of these sins, then what type of carbon would he bring? So, although they're all going to have carbonas, and they're all karas, but actually depends what the sin is. Im shaga b'avodah zarah, if the error was in idolatry, so maybe eiz b'shanos l'chatas, he brings a goat in its first year as a sin offering. V'yamur b'parashah shlach, this is what's mentioned in the parashah of shlach, bein shoyah ha'chaytei hedyit, whether if the sinner was a regular person, a melech or a king, or a kohen gadol or a high priest, a meshach melchama, or anointed for the war, which is a type of a kohen gadol, although in different halachas they are differentiated, but regarding avodah zarah, hakol shavim b'shigis avodah zarah, they're all equal regarding when you make an error regarding idolatry. Now, av mishogeg be'achas mishara b'mishtayim, but if they were in error regarding one of the other 42, that was the 43rd, from the other 42 averis, so it depends. Im hoyehed, if it was a regular person, maybe siris izim. So he brings a she-goat, oy nekevim in akfasim, or one of the females of the lambs, a ewe. And this is one of the sin. This is the sin offering of a regular person when he does an avera, which I mentioned Pasha v'yikra. Now, if let's say it was the king who made an error in one of these things, so the Gemara says maybe seir izim lachatas. He brings a he goat for a sin offering. If he was a high priest that was anointed specifically with anointing oil, so maybe parben bakal lachatas. He brings a young bull as a sin offering, and it's actually burnt, commissions parasham, like is explained over there as we bring in the first parak in Hilchas Maaseh Karbanos. Halacha hey, now echad yachad sheshagag ba'achas me'elu, whether it's just one person who committed one of these sins erroneously, or many people, doesn't make a difference. Shem like it says the pasuk in Bamidbar, Tara achas, and the Gemara says yilchem lo isa b'shagaga, that there's going to be one halacha for you in the plural who do this by mistake. So Kate says, how so? So Anshe Medin, let's say people of a country. Sheshagu, the old, let's say, made this mistake. Medima, they thought Shayim Chol, that they thought today was a weekday. And they got the calendar wrong. But really, Yom Kippurim, it's really Yom Kippurim. V'kulam achlu v'asam alacha. Although there are certain halachas that it makes a difference if there's a plural, but in a regular avera, it doesn't make a difference. Even if they all ate and did malacha on this day, kol echad mehem maybe shtei chatayis, every single one of them are going to bring two sin offerings. One for doing the malacha Yom Kippurim, one for eating Yom Kippurim. And they're going to bring kavasis, isiris, which again is one of the two options you have, which they can bring either one of these, either ewes, which are female lambs, or siris, which are she-goats. V'chein mshagagu kulam. So let's say they all made a mistake, victory la v'dezara, and they all sacrificed for idolatry. Kol echad v'echad mina avdim, every single one of the worshippers, maybe eiz bashnas l'chatzis, like we said, v'dezara is different, but each one individual is going to bring their own goat in its first year as a sin offering.